is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR-FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live.
Not one, not two.
Hello,
okay.
Checky. How you doing?
Is it really live or?
I don't know.
It's live.
I feel alive.
It's alive.
I am alive again!
It's so cold in here.
How cold is it?
I know folks who are working outside are like, shut up.
Right.
This is basically outside without the wind.
Right.
It's really uncomfortable.
We can store
like
meat
beyond
in the
uncomfortable. I like when it's cold.
Yeah.
That it kind of keeps you awake and
risk.
Alert.
Yeah. No.
This is unbearable.
This is the end of The Shining with Jack Nicklaus cold.
Right. That's what's going to happen very soon. We're going to end this and we're just going to be frozen. Solid.
Exactly. It's what we thought in spring.
I've got four layers on and two pairs of pants.
How many viewers?
Two pairs of pants on?
Yes.
Okay. How many 30. People watching? 30. Hello, 30.
Hello.
Viewers.
30. I've got 30.
We're going to call Art Alexis.
Alexakis.
Everclear.
Alexakis. It sounds Greek.
Alexakis. Alexakis.
Right.
Alexakis.
I'm going to call him double A.
It's like Bodhisattva, but Alexakis.
That's it, double A.
Should we keep guessing before we call him? Or?
Yeah. No, let's call.
We'll have a contest, see who gets closest to the pin.
I'd like to see what comments are
annoying coming. Socks that keep like, falling halfway down my shoe.
I can see lots of comments coming in.
I can see.
Okay, we're calling Alex.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Well, this makes it easy.
5.
Okay. That was Art Alexakis.
No, shouldn't we leave him a message?
Yeah, make it ever clear.
Good morning, Jill.
I'll have to call back because
Anthony, it's payday. We're all 100 heirs again.
100 heirs. Yeah.
Franco, hello from Germany.
Ah,
okay.
Guten Tag.
We're from Germany. Okay.
Guten Tag.
That's definitely not a German.
That's a German. Farfrin Nugent.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice
message.
Messaging
okay.
System.
Hello, Magilla. Are we leaving a message?
7.
I don't want to leave his number.
Right.
That makes sense. Okay.
At the tone, please record your message.
Say something
when you
so
finish recording,
PLN
you may hang
Haven
up or press
here.
1 for more options.
Here you go.
Hello. Okay, Art. It's Chaz and AJ. We had a scheduled interview with you today.
Okay.
To talk about your show tomorrow. At the Klein Memorial Auditorium in Bridgeport. Doors open at 7:30. Tickets at Klein's box office, 800-424-0160, or on the website, theklein.org. Not the Klein.
The Klein.
But the Klein.
The Klein.
.org.
Right.
You know Everclear.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Santa Lots
Monica?
Of great songs. It's going to be a fun concert.
Damn straight.
All right. Art, we are looking forward to speaking to you, and sorry we didn't get a chance this time around.
I
okay.
Have a kick-ass gig, man.
Okay, we'll
Peace
see
out.
You tomorrow in Bridgeport. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's a bummer.
What are you doing, Phil?
What's Phil doing? Where's Phil going?
Well, audio's low.
Hello. That was a total bummer.
Have friends who should do that. Facebook messages. All right, so Magilla's there. Franco.
Franco.
Hey. All right. What else?
We mentioned it's cold outside.
What's going on in the monkey cage? I sense tension.
Monkey cage tension?
Yes.
Let's just say the honeymoon period is still going on.
Still going on?
Still going on. Yeah.
I feel that like would mean it's over, right?
No, yeah. It would be over.
Right. We each realize now how each other is and it annoys it.
We're roommates now.
Basically, yeah. Right.
Annoying
there,
roommates.
There are little
though.
Things that annoy her about me and me about her.
All right.
Right.
Well, AJ and I had a conversation earlier this week, and he said that he wouldn't mind it if Ashley was in my studio.
Thank you.
I love having the studio to myself. I'm a by myself kind of, I'm like a lone wolf.
Nice save.
That's how I am.
I'm a lone wolf.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I'm in the studio by myself. People come in and they look around and they're like, oh, I pictured all you guys in the same room.
Yeah, no.
Well, now,
rooms.
Phil couldn't be in the same room because he's talking to folks,
right.
You, when you call in.
Right.
And it would be distracting if we're trying to talk. And, Phil, turn your mic off and act like you're answering the phone. right. and screening a call.
Here we are, like, doing a
right?
show right now.
So this is what it would talking. Sound like.
Right, right. Right.
We're on the air.
And we're talking.
Doing a show. Right now. Actually, that's not that bad.
Really?
It's not as bad as I thought.
Okay, I got
it. But
you.
It is kind of annoying.
It is, after
right?
a while.
Because you
yeah.
hear someone talking.
Right, because sometimes they'll
All right, so Phil can't be in the studio.
No, he can't, no.
Also, when I have other people in the room with me, I'm just going to talk to them.
Yes, he
like,
is.
Like, I really can't
He's
stop
a yapper.
Myself.
Yep.
I,
yeah.
I,
you are
a
yapper.
I like to think of myself as social instead of just yapper, but sure.
Yeah. You're a yapping socialist.
AJ used to be in the room with me, and Megan would be in the monkey cage.
Right.
And then Megan started doing it from her house, and we thought, well, we have this studio.
Right.
That's well, empty.
Oh, you want to move back?
It originally started me being in the monkey cage because that was the swine flu. And I caught a cold, and everybody threw me in there.
We duct taped the door shut.
Remember? Faster than they could spin, like I could spell my name, AJ. I was in that room when you guys were going to duct tape. You thought I had the swine flu.
Oh.
Because our boss at the time had the swine flu, and everybody had the heebie-jeebies. So I sneezed once.
Who was it?
It was Kim. Had the swine flu. And she
oh,
said the,
Kim.
She
oh,
sent
yeah.
out the big email by everybody. Swine flu is out there, and blah, blah, blah. I sneezed.
That's a big
and I
boss.
Ended up in that room so freaking fast, my head could spin. But I liked it because what happens is when I'm in there by myself, I'm in my own head, and I kind of like, you know, I just come, like, it's how I work.
Well, the other side of that coin is I also liked when you were in the other room.
Right, exactly.
Because AJ doesn't stop talking
no.
to guests, right? So a guest would come in, and the commercials would be playing, or the song would be playing. And AJ is getting all of the potentially best material out off the air.
Right.
So now you try to recreate that.
You can't.
And you never have that first reaction.
The lightning in the bottle. Yeah, you can't do
yeah.
that.
Would you call him a yapper?
He's a yapper.
I'm a social yapper.
All right,
like
remember
you.
We recorded, we had a recording going. John Truesdale recorded AJ
driving
on the
Washington.
Way back from
driving
D.C.
To Washington.
To Washington
driving
and back from.
It's like a five-hour
oh, no,
drive.
You came back with us. I don't know, whatever.
On the way
but
down.
But it was a long ride.
Right.
And AJ wouldn't stop talking. He'd be like, oh, look at that, stone wall. Oh, when do you think that was built?
Yep. I wonder who the guys were that built that.
Well,
what do you think they're doing now?
I was wondering why. I said they're probably dead by now because he's old. This was a really old wall.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why the fuck he's not talking back to me. Because he was recording me, the bastard.
Right.
I had no idea. Yeah, you guys,
oh, look, new billboard.
You guys bugged the you bugged the vehicle, basically, yeah.
Well, I mean, you rode with all of the sound equipment.
Yeah, but it was on.
It was you, the engineer, and all of the broadcast equipment.
He had it
equipment.
Hidden behind the friggin' the rearview mirror.
Laura DeFrance is there. Hello, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Just saying hello to her.
Hola.
Folks chiming in here.
Right.
All right.
How about Carl? Carl's a first-time watcher. Hi, Carl.
Hey,
oh.
Carl.
This is what we look like. Sorry.
What's happening? Sorry.
Yeah, we meant to warn you. Your speaker's more attractive.
Yeah, so I like it. I can concentrate. AJ likes it. But then now we have Ashley. So what happened with you and Pam? That wasn't very good either. I mean,
no.
you used to
no.
bitch about that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, food crunching.
Oh, my God.
Mess.
Yep. Oh, well, the place was like a bomb hit it, and she also you made like we had to call them the fart sandwiches. She'd get these egg sandwiches from I don't know where the hell they are, but they smelled like farts. And it was like I'm like, you blow one?
Right.
She goes, no, I mean a sandwich. And I'm like, the fart sandwich. And then she used to somehow mix peanut butter.
Anyway, the
and
point,
oatmeal
the point,
like roof tar.
The point is that. You know, this isn't the first time you've had a problem with someone in the studio.
I'm in the studio by myself person, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm a lone wolf.
What I love about you, AJ, is uh-oh. You are almost so polite to a fault sometimes that you become very passive aggressive.
Yes.
So, like, Pam would talk about this, where, like, if she had her paper spread out for, like, her traffic, and you came and you needed a place to put it, you just...
she's all over the goddamn
well
place.
You know it's funny, I'll do that in the bathroom with Jennifer because she'll be getting ready and we have two sinks
right yeah.
and she'll take everything
yeah
I'm like
it's a girl
I'll
thing.
Come in and I'll just go
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't go well.
No.
No. Not always a great move.
Yeah. No, it's not a move you want to do if you want to have a nice night.
Right.
No, yeah. He puts his lunchbox as a barrier, so there's only so far
that's
I
my
can
wall.
Go.
This is it. Here's
that's
the line.
My
this
side,
is the
your
border
side.
Wall. Build that wall.
I keep it. There's a keyboard, there's a phone, and there's my lunchbox. That's the wall. That's the barrier right there.
Yeah.
It's like a fence.
All right, so what's going on now? What are the issues now in the monkey cage?
The issues? No yeah. issues, really. Just the fact that, you know.
No, let's be real. All right, let's start with Ashley. What are the issues?
Oh,
now?
No, let's start over there. She's claiming issues. Let's get them out.
Well, Ashley come before AJ, so.
No.
What?
Shut up, Phil.
Alphabetically, AJ would come first.
Okay, so we're going to mention issues. Okay, well. You don't have to say excuse me about everything, single thing you do. I know you're very polite, but if you clear your throat or you burp, it's okay. You don't have to say excuse me. It's okay.
Why does that bother you?
I don't know, because when you hear like your back
so
is
so it's
turned,
quiet in the monkey cage.
Turned, I'm doing something here. Excuse me. Excuse me. And I'm like, for what?
Do you say that or you're thinking that?
No, on occasion I'm like, for what? And she's like, I burped. I'm like, it's okay.
You just did that here, by the way, before we started
yes.
this. She said, I didn't hear anything. I hear, excuse me. And you said, for what? And you said it in your New York.
Excuse
I'm
me,
off.
I have manners.
You
for what?
No. Did you not know this show? There are no manners.
All right, I'll fart in your face next time.
Cool.
And I mean, that'd be much better content.
I'll return fire.
It really would.
All right. So that's one.
Right.
Okay. Right. She right. says, excuse me.
Yeah. You don't have to say excuse me so many times. It's okay. It's okay. Right. You're a human being. You're going to burp. You're going to clear your
okay,
throat.
Okay. We got that. Right. What else?
Let's see. You blow your nose a lot. First
yes.
the morning.
You are compulsive with that.
Yeah. And then she walks in. She's like, it's like.
Because I don't want to sniff on the air. I feel like I'll sniff on the air.
Like for like a while. And I'm like, you got to change that tissue. It's got to be done by now.
Okay, so saying excuse me right. and blowing her nose.
Like excessive
you
nose
know what
blowing.
That really means? When you say someone blowing their nose or saying excuse me, you're basically saying...
Just the fact they're there.
Yeah, their existence.
Exactly right. You're just saying she's breathing.
Yeah.
Or it's, I'm like, I'm in the studio, and I'm like, I'm in a T-shirt, and look, and Nanook here is still dressed up.
Nanook. Why does that bother you?
Because I'm like... It's not
cold.
That bad. You're inside now. Put
I'm
the
cold.
Parka away.
I like to wear layers. Why does that bother you? I'm not touching you. I'm not talking to you.
The other day, you're wearing a freaking scarf across your face. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It is cold in here.
And not that cold.
Okay. So it does sound like her just existing.
No. I like
Ashley.
I like Ashley.
Okay.
You like her as a person?
Yes, of course.
What do you like about her?
She's fun.
You know that movie Marriage Story starts with they're both reading letters what they like
she's
about
fun,
the other one.
She's funny, right. Less of a Disney shit, but let's see.
Excuse me.
She brings funny stories to the table.
All right, she's funny.
Reads the traffic very well. Great at booking guests and everything. She's a nice
okay,
person.
She's funny.
I'm not used to a nice person in the room.
Nice.
I'm used to.
Thank you. I think.
I'm used to Pam.
Like a badger over
I'm,
there.
I'm used to Pam, the messy freaking on occasion, let one fly.
All right, hold on. Funny, nice.
Because
she's
been an entire
shoot
good, type person.
Traffic good.
Does her job very, very well.
Does her job well.
Very, very well.
All right, these three are basically all the same.
Those were two berries. Very, very well.
Yeah, make sure
let the record
berries.
Show.
Yeah. Her
you get all the berries.
No, but now he's just filling in stuff with words.
I
know.
So.
Like my essays.
So you really have three here. She's funny, she's nice,
right.
and she does her job
you want
well.
A biography? Come on.
Okay, what else?
What? Like, when's the last time you thought, I'm glad Ashley's here?
Wait for that. I'm kidding.
I'm gonna face this way.
I'm kidding.
Hold on.
She's like, talk to the hand.
So let's. All right. So she's funny.
Yeah.
She's nice.
She's very nice.
She does her job well.
Excuse me.
These are all strong things.
Yes, they are.
All right.
Right.
What else?
Doesn't that cover everything?
Okay. Let's go back to some of the folks we are interviewing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's think about
one lady
what
looking
we
at her
had
the entire time.
Okay.
Remember she missed an entire break? You were talking to her and she was looking at her freaking nails?
Right.
That was the last one we had.
Right. That was one.
We had that
and
one
then
lady
there was the
pregnant.
Other one that was the super soccer mom.
Right.
That,
Right. That was supposed to,
you know, we knew we were going to be the kids in the back of the van.
Exactly. Right. Right. And then we had Melissa, who was married to the,
we don't have to use names.
Sorry. We had the one who was married to the
whatever.
That guy.
All right. So I'm just going back that.
Yeah.
That Ashley is the one we said she is the best one.
Oh yeah. No, definitely.
Right.
Yeah. No, okay. She is.
So we have three things that you could think of that you like.
Right.
Okay.
I'm still getting to know her. It's only been like 7 months, 8 months.
It's almost.
Well,
I'm saying April's a year.
Yeah.
I'll get more.
All right. You'll get more.
I'll get more. I'll get more, guy.
Okay.
Don't worry about
it. Ashley, what do you like about AJ?
Nothing.
Like or dislike?
Let's start with like.
We're going to start with like.
I think he's a good person. He always holds the door open for me.
I am polite.
All right. Is that two or one? Let's go with good person. All right. What else?
I'll have to say polite. He does hold the door open for me. Very funny and clever. Very quick.
Funny.
He makes funny noises that crack me up. With his
intentionally.
That's the same. That's the same thing, right? Funny.
Funny.
Well, you can be quick and clever with your remarks. Like, he's very quick, but also the noises are just funny in general. Right.
Funny noises. We'll be separate.
One. Intentional, not the ones that slip out occasion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
He's always trying. Like, he always gives it his all, like 100%.
I am always trying, so that's the sad part.
Okay. That's five.
And you know what? She always tries also. I'm going to throw it on my list also. She always tries.
Now he's being
trying.
A copycat.
I'm also a copycat. I couldn't think.
Okay.
I couldn't think.
What else?
That's it.
All right. So we have five.
He's always up for like stunts and bits and stuff like that. Always willing to participate.
Yes, yeah, so you guys always vote me in. That's why. Who's going to do this, AJ?
That's pretty much exactly how it goes.
I have this idea, AJ.
Those are good. Those are all good, right?
Yeah, they're all good.
It's a lot there.
There is.
On both sides.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't hate each other.
No one said hate.
Yeah, no. Sure. We just.
Why would you use that word?
We made it sound like, you know, like this is all good.
We said tension.
Tension.
We don't sensing tension.
We don't tense each other. I'm like losing this. Like,
no, there's no winning and no losing.
Right.
If we don't talk about it, it gets worse. That's what I feel.
Have you ever visualized strangling her?
Never.
Okay, good.
He was squeezing that ball stall a lot today.
That wasn't
that
you.
Was for all of us.
That was a that one. Yeah, it was collective.
I made that happen. That
was did you see when I shoved that little thing's head into its whole body? Yeah. It was a headless thing. And I'm like, boom, pop that. That was you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, you know,
I'm more flexible than I thought I am.
Yes, you were. Yeah. Boy, you were very flexible.
So, is there anything else on this subject? It's been a good time to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Here's my thing. Either talk about it or move on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So like the greatest thing about a job is you don't have to come in. Right?
Right.
You never have to drive here. No one ever has to drive here in the morning.
Right.
You come here because you want to come here. So if you get to a point where you don't want to come here anymore, like, just don't drive here. It's a real simple solution, you know? And then if you can do something like talk to someone to make it better, then make it better.
We just did.
Okay. Is it better?
I think we got it out in the open, so she knows not to go, excuse me, all the time.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right. And I know not to, whatever the fuck you put there.
Now it's going to be, excuse me, I mean, nothing. All right.
Well, that was a good exercise. I'm a better person now for it.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I was kidding, too. It is what it is. It works on the air.
That's the thing. As long as it works.
Exactly.
Something you know? I used to hear. Something I used to hear from Pam, she's going to kill me, that you would do, like, if you guys ever got, like, annoyed with each other, you would turn around and be like, will you stop fucking doing this? And then you'd crank up the volume and put your headphones on and turn it back to her. So she couldn't even respond to you.
I like that, man. Because her voice could cut through glass when she was pissed.
So you'd get like one sentence out, rapid fire, and then crank up the volume max, put your headphones on, and turn your back to her.
You know where I learned that from?
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes the things you think that you hate, you miss when the person's not around.
Right.
And I always, I talk to somebody about this a lot, that when you bitch about someone, usually it's those things that will come up at their funeral.
Mm.
And everyone will laugh.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Because it's like, that was something that made them them.
Unless you deliver like, you know what this asshole did? They won't laugh anymore.
Exactly. So anyway.
Like I don't know why. Ashley said this as a polite thing, but it annoys me a little when AJ holds the door sometimes. Cause like sometimes I'll be like just walking in and I just want to move at my own pace. And then AJ's just like standing there. And now I feel like I have to change everything I'm doing to get to the door because I don't want him to wait any longer. And then I get there and I don't know what you do this. I don't know if it's just a habit, but you always go, thank you. And I'm like, you're holding the door for me. I didn't even do anything. Why are you thanking me?
You do
me?
Do that.
I
you
do.
Bow.
I do.
Thank right. you.
I do.
Or when you meet someone, and I'm not saying this annoys me at all. Yeah. I'm just saying it's an interesting tick.
AJ habit.
That yeah, right. Let's just say, Ashley, you and I are like, you just came into the studio.
I do feel bad.
It's like you're Asian or something.
I call that mega respect.
Right.
Mega respect.
Right. No, but you're very nice.
That's what I do.
He has this left webbed hand. when he does the countdown in the morning or the top 10 list and he goes through them all right before the news, he does this thing with his hand where he like... I see that.
I go like this. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He's playing the piano.
That's me talking. That's me accentuating. Number five is this. Number four is this. Number three is this.
Like he's got a
suction cup. Can we record this?
That's the I call that the jumping spider. It's like the jumping spider.
Piano.
He has a name for the move. It's the jumping spider.
Spider. Hey. Ashley's was the frog piano hand. Wow.
That's fun.
It's true. I get a perfect look at it because I'm on his left hand side, and all
you
I see is
videotape it next time.
I will.
We have to. We really do.
It's just like I perfected that motion. I want everyone to see
exactly,
that.
Exactly right. I want to make it.
Sometimes, if you're lucky, it's in the air.
Yeah,
it goes off the table.
Right. No, that's what I'm
yelling.
Please don't choke, folks.
Do you really mean that?
That was so good.
I don't know what the this is, but when he gets mad, if he's making a point, he's like, and then this, and then they're doing that. And it's like the anger light flash.
That's my countdown to your extinction.
Ooh, I'm distinguished.
Extinction. Can't get the fucking words out.
This has
been nice.
All right. Well, have a nice weekend, everybody.
Yes.
Comedy show tickets on sale, and they're almost gone.
So hurry up.
Yeah. It's...
We were halfway Monday.
You making a paper airplane? Yeah.
No, I don't know why.
Origami.
You know those...
Origami.
Those things. Yeah. I don't know. I just like to fold them in weird shapes, but it never really ends up being anything.
Hmm.
So I just fold them over and over. Yeah.
I thought you were making a paper airplane.
No, not making nothing.
So I'm sorry.
I'm not making nothing.
All right, relax, girl.
Really? Let's count down. We're ending this now. 5, 4, 3.
I know what you guys are doing.
2.
I know what you're doing.
Have a nice weekend.
There you go.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.